7th of July 2020, Hosea 8, 4-7, 11-13. They have set of kings, but without my consent, and appointed princes, but without my knowledge. With their silver and gold they have made themselves idols, but only to be destroyed. I spurn your calf, Samaria. My anger blazes against them. How long will it be before they recover their innocence? For it is a product of Israel, a craftsman made the thing. It is no god at all. The calf of Samaria will be broken to pieces. Since they thaw the wind, they will reap the whirlwind. Stalk without ear, it will never yield floor. Or if it does, foreigners will swallow it. Ephraim keeps building altars for his sins. These very altars are themselves a sin. However much of my law I write for him, Ephraim regards it as alien to him. They offer sacrifices to me and eat the meat. They do not win Yahweh's favor. On the contrary, he will remember their guilt and punish their sins. They will have to go back to Egypt. Again and again we are reminded by the writings of the Old Testament of how the people of God turned away from their Lord and how God had to draw the consequences of such behavior toward the end. God has made a covenant with his people and the people have affirmed this covenant. Some people might be tempted to think that the God of the Old Testament was a different God, and only the God of the New Covenant, whom Jesus reveals to us, is the right God, or that we only now really understand him. But this is a false view. What has changed is that we are able to recognize God better, because with the coming of his Son, and in particular to receive that grace which the Lord gives us as Messiah and Redeemer, and which is open to every human being. But of course, it remains the same God. If God has not changed, and this is certain, then he still wants to call man to him so that they can receive his love to get to know him. Then also today, every kind of idols are an abomination to him because they distort the image of God and lead man into error. But error is objectively a great enemy of man. And St. Thomas Aquinas says, the greatest good that can be done to a man is to lead him from error to truth. This is a very important word of St. Thomas. And if we take it seriously, then our efforts as Catholics cannot but help people to awaken from their errors to the truth or to progress in the knowledge of what they know from God. God regards the worship of idols as a breach of the covenant, which, if this breach is not sincerely atoned for and forgiven, makes God continue to think of guilt. it's written. Now he thinks of their guilt and punishes them for their sins. They must return to Egypt. Back to Egypt. Egypt was a slave house for the Israelites, the place of bondage and degradation. God had heard the pleading cries of his people in this distress and led them out of Egypt with a strong hand. What about the former pagan peoples? Did the Lord not call them out of Egypt and lead them to the true knowledge of God? Couldn't they shake off the yoke that had to be carried by the lack of knowledge of God? What if they returned to the idols or turned to the new and modern idols? Should God then simply look away and allow the darkening of their souls? Or, for example, do we simply begin to accept the religious error and no longer distinguish between the true knowledge of God, lack of knowledge of God, and false knowledge of God? In order to do this, however, a clear recognition of faith is needed, that the Catholic Church has been entrusted by God with the fullness of truth. As soon as one makes concessions here, one will no longer teach the nations, but at some point, and this path has already been taken, one will place the Catholic Church in what appears to be a larger entity, call it interdenominational, ecumenical, or whatever. Teach of the peoples does not mean that one appears as the owner of the truth in an arrogant way. No, we are called to be servants of the truth in word and deed and to proclaim the Lord and to invite people to open themselves to his love. This also means to call errors as errors and to try to help them to overcome. Idolatry remains idolatry, even today, and is not regarded by our Heavenly Father as valid worship of God, but means a return to Egypt. This applies all the more to those people who have received the light of the gospel. As believing Catholics, we are on our way to the promised land, even if we have to cross some deserts. Let us return never again to idols and errors. Whoever carries wooden idols around has no knowledge. There should be no idols in the Catholic Church, no errors and no half-truth. The Lord has entrusted much to his Church. Let us remain faithful unto death.
In this sense, we hear today the Shema Israel. Listen, O Israel. The Lord your God is one.
Adonai Elohim.